Okay, so I got my fridge and stove from Radiant Stores. But now I'm still hunting for a bed and pillows and a decent laptop for school and maybe a printer.
Yeah, Mary dearest. You are giving out, tell me I don't know anything about Radiant Online without telling me I don't know anything about Radiant Online vibe.
Radiant Stores has an online store now.
Not just a store. It's Radiant Stores Online Wonderland, a 24/7 treasure trove of beds, phones, laptops, kitchen units, solar, even other trusted brands not found in store. And they deliver within Lusaka for free.
Free delivery? I'm never leaving my house again.
Shop Radiant Online at www.radiantonline.co.zm today. If you haven't found it in store, we definitely have it online.
Radiant Stores, inspiring trust since 1981.
When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our business solar loans. Accessing your business solar loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 8:01 on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munto Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Police formally arrest and charge ZNS and Zambia Correctional Service officers for producing and circulating obscene material. Concord set to deliver judgment on unnatural sex offences. Brazil to join South Africa for Gaza case at International Court of Justice. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondre. Police in Lusaka have formally arrested and charged Katundu Lumweka and Rhoda Njovu for producing and circulating obscene material contrary to Section 177 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga says following investigations, the accused Katundu Lumweka, a sergeant with the Zambia Correctional Service from Kawe, and Rhoda Njovu, a staff sergeant with the Zambia National Service from Lusaka, face one count of production of obscene materials or things contrary to Section 177(1)(a) of the Penal Code. Mr. Hamonga says Rhoda Njovu also faces a second count of circulation of obscene matters or things contrary to Section 177(1)(b) of the Penal Code. He says the duo allegedly produced an obscene video and shared it via WhatsApp with one of their contacts. Mr. Hamonga says the two are currently in police custody awaiting police bond.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that two individuals that were apprehended in connection with the production and circulation of obscene materials, an offense contrary to the provision of the Penal Code Act of the Senate of Zambia, have been formally arrested and charged. These are Katundu Lumweka, age 33, of Wacha Company, Lusaka, a Zambia Correctional Service officer, and Rhoda Njovu, age 31, of Ngwerere Road in Roma of Lusaka, a staff sergeant under Zambia National Service. brief facts of the case are that it is alleged that the two accused persons jointly produced an obscene video and shared the same through WhatsApp messaging platform to one of their contacts. Following investigations, the duo has been jointly charged and arrested for one count of production of obscene matter or things contrary to section 177 subsection 1A of the Penal Code Act 57 of the laws of Zambia.
The Constitutional Court of Zambia is tomorrow set to deliver a landmark judgment regarding the constitutionality of Section 155 of the Penal Code, which criminalizes unnatural sex offenses. In this case, the Zambia Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, and its executive director, Isaac Mwanza, argue that the section is unconstitutionally vague and overboard, infringing on individual rights to privacy, dignity, and equality. The ZCLU contends that Section 155 fails to clearly define what constitutes against the order of nature, potentially criminalizing certain forms of consensual sex between adults. The organization further argues that the law selectively targets same-sex relationships while ignoring female same-sex relations, perpetuating inequality and discrimination based on gender. ZCLU asserts the Constitutional Court has jurisdiction, while church bodies who intervened in the matter argue that it is the High Court's domain. The state, in its defense, maintained that the only lawful sexual act between a man and a woman is one involving penile-vaginal intercourse, and that anything outside this scope remains a criminal offense under the law. And commenting ahead of the judgment, the ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says the organization will accept any outcome but may pursue further action to the High Court through to the Supreme Court. A Mufulira-based renal patient, Savoy Kabika, has commended Ndola Teaching Hospital for the consistent, timely and compassionate dialysis care she continues to receive at the facility. Ms. Kabika is currently on dialysis 3 times a week and says her experience at the hospital over the past year has been positive and life-changing following the failure of both her kidneys. Speaking during a media tour of the hospital's renal department today, Ms. Kabika says she has not been turned away over the past 1 year due to shortages of renal consumables, with the treatment significantly improving her health. She has thanked government for ensuring the continued availability of essential dialysis supplies. Meanwhile, the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, Senior Manager for Corporate Communications, Bradley Chingobe, has expressed satisfaction with the current one-month cushion of supplies, emphasizing that timely delivery of these life-saving consumables is top priority for the agency. The visit was part of ZAMSA's ongoing efforts to monitor and strengthen medical supply chains across the country's key health facilities. Ministry of Agriculture Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, John Mulongoti, has reaffirmed government's commitment to reforming the agricultural sector and creating an enabling environment for private sector participation. Speaking during the second meeting of the National Reference Group on the review of the Agriculture Credit Act, the proposed Agricultural Marketing Bill and the Food Reserve Act in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Mulongoti says the ministry, working in collaboration with other stakeholders, has since concluded the regulatory impact assessment process and will now begin the stakeholders' assessment on the 3 pieces of legislation. In a speech read for him by the Zambia Agricultural Research Institute Acting Director, Kapolo Ndashe, Mr. Mulongoti further disclosed that provincial consultations are scheduled to begin in the second week of August, and he hopes the entire drafting process will be concluded by the end of September this year.
The ministry is working in collaboration with you, our key stakeholders, and has since concluded the consultations of this RIA process, and now will begin a multi-stakeholder consultation on all the 3 pieces of legislation. Therefore, we are here today in order for us to interact and solicit your views on these 3 pieces of legislation.
And speaking earlier, Agribusiness and Marketing Director Mwendaluvi Msoka underscored the need for